When the heavenly bridegroom betrothed the faithful and holy church, he then called Simon and John and entrusted her to both of them. He made Simon the steward, and he made John the preacher, calling and instructing them to guard the church that he had purchased with his own precious blood. The church proclaims, "My Lord and my God has prepared a feast for me." Yet strangers may not approach the altar where the offering is made. The Lord has commanded me, "Do not let all who approach enter and learn the mysteries which are hidden in us, unless I give him birth from water." Barak Mor. Glory be to the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. With the ring, the staff, and the veil, Tamar confirmed her innocence. With the sling, stones, and shepherd's back, David conquered the Philistines. Tamar and David became glorious by these three items. Likewise, the Holy Church was made glorious by the three persons, one true God, who redeemed her. Unto the ages of ages and forevermore, do not be disturbed, nor let your mind be troubled, O faithful church, since you have not forsaken me. Likewise, I shall not forsake you, even at the end of time, when heaven and earth pass away. No harm shall come to you, for your throne is established in the mansions of the Trinity.